This is an interesting question, which has been sent in by Felix, and he says, is there a scientific way to measure human age which is equivalent to tree rings? Well, I was thinking about this because we talked on The Naked Scientist a little while back about how researchers in Scandinavia have worked out how long a fat cell survives inside the human body by using carbon dating. Because when you... because he's saying carbon dating can be used for rocks and things like tree rings to work out how old trees are. What about humans? Well, the thing is, when you take into your body some plant matter, it's got carbon-14 in it from the environment, and that gets incorporated into your body, and therefore it gets written into your DNA if you have new cells being born. So what these researchers, Kirsty Spalding and her colleagues, did, and they published this in Nature a couple of months ago, what they did was to take fat cells and look at how much carbon-14 they had in them, because as your fat cells age, of course, they'll lose their carbon-14, and so the amount of carbon-14 gives you an idea as to how recently that cell was born, because it will have got new DNA put into it, which would have had a fresh level of carbon-14 in it when it was born. And so they did actually show that fat cells have a lifespan of about 10 years.
There's another way of doing that, is to look at your telomeres. And inside all our cells we have chromosomes. These are long lengths of DNA. And at the end of them, in the same way that you have a little plastic cap on the end of shoelaces, you have these structures called telomeres. And these get shorter and shorter and shorter as we go through life. Every time a cell divides, it loses a bit off the end of its telomeres. So there may be some way of measuring human lifespan in terms of how long or how short your telomeres are. But the trouble is that there's no standard length, and people have different length telomeres depending on their genetic makeup. And in fact, I know that Cancer Research UK is funding a project looking at how our genes determine our telomere length, because it's actually linked to cancer risk. People who have very short telomeres, they're going to get shorter very quickly, and that can actually increase the likelihood of things going wrong with your chromosomes and increase your likelihood of getting cancer.
So you could look at a cell, see what the length of the telomeres are, and that would give you some idea as to the age of that particular cell.
It would give you some indication, and maybe if you compared it to other cells in the body, like maybe your germ cells that don't go through this kind of process, maybe that might be a good idea.
Thank you, Kat. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. And if you'd like to ask us any questions about the body clock, time, and how it relates to both humans, non-humans, and also plants, then get in touch. The email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
The Naked Scientist podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.
It's The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney. We're talking about time, and we also talked earlier about the science of what happens when you play music or sounds and also other stimuli to things when they're in the egg or developing inside their mother. And Judith in Northampton got in touch to say her friend used to play the violin while she was pregnant, most notably Vivaldi or Bach. I'm sure that makes a big difference. Once the baby was born, whenever it heard a piece of violin music by Vivaldi or Bach, apparently it used to instantly fall asleep, whilst other music would have no effect or might even make it cry. So the baby must have recognised the music, she says, from when it was in the womb.
Absolutely intriguing.
I guess then I should be encouraging my wife to do lots of hoovering when she's pregnant, and then it's easy to send the baby off to sleep because then all she has to do is get the hoover out. Yeah.
I don't think that's a good idea anyway. But